The future of an amphitheater project on the western shore of Onondaga Lake comes down to a vote by Onondaga County lawmakers next week. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The amphitheater is part of a $100 million project to revitalize the communities on the western shore of Onondaga Lake. The state will pay for infrastructure improvements and housing projects in Salve and Geddes, but Onondaga County will have to pay for the $50 million amphitheater by way of a 30-year bond. Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon is confident the money is there. With Oneida Nation payments, the county now gets in the wake of the nation's casino agreement with the state.
The Oneida Nation revenue that we receive right now is over the forecasted revenue that we took into consideration. So right now, where there's a surplus between the revenue that we're receiving compared to what the debt service is.
Not everyone's on board with this scenario. Manlius legislator Kevin Holmquist has been skeptical of the plan from the start and says his biggest concern is that this new revenue stream is dependent on business at the Oneida-run Turning Stone Casino, at a time when gaming competition in New York State is ramping up.
For 30 years, we have bond payments that we're responsible for. And the revenue from the Oneida Indian Casino isn't guaranteed. It can go down.
To hedge their bets, Ryan says lawmakers are also proposing a kind of savings account made up of any extra sales tax dollars from the amphitheater that would cover any lean years at Turning Stone. Lawmakers make their decision on the amphitheater project funding on Monday. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.